Right, now, if you thought the gay cake row was a small localised issue confined to Northern Ireland, think again. It's quickly becoming a global debate about where religious freedom ends and discrimination begins. Two states in America have just passed bills granting religious freedom for businesses. Critics say the laws could be used to discriminate against gay people because it gives business owners a legal defence based on their faith. And in a further development today, it's being reported that the police were called, the PSNI were called in to investigate the Girls Brigade. The Belfast Telegraph says that this happened after a GB brigade listed homosexuality along with murder in a religious education lesson. Ed O'Keefe is from the Washington Post. Morning to you, Ed.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the commentator, Eamon Keane, is with us today, as is Peter Linus from the Evangelical Alliance. Morning to you, Eamon.
Morning.
And morning, Peter. Peter's not there just yet. Ed O'Keefe, talk us through what's happened in America.
Well, essentially, two states, the states of Indiana and Arkansas, have, in just in the past week or so, passed what are called religious freedom protection laws. And the idea here is that these laws would, you know, essentially give legal protection to companies or to organizations that might be opposed to serving or assisting gay people or, you know, people mostly who might be getting married, a same-sex marriage. And so the laws have prompted great outcry from the business community, especially in Indiana. Take you to Indiana, for example. This is a state in the Midwest, home of Indianapolis, the Indianapolis 500, the big auto race. This weekend, big college basketball tournament will be played in Indianapolis. It's a city that has really seen a rebirth in recent years as a big tourism and convention hub. And people there are saying, look, this is exactly the kind of law that could have a real effect on our economy, because people will, you know, decide to not come here. They'll avoid doing business with Indiana if we do this kind of thing. Supporters of the law said this is necessary because they're anticipating the U.S. Supreme Court in the coming months is essentially going to legalize or say that same-sex marriage is something that all the states are going to have to recognize.
In terms of this legislation, it now gives business owners a legal defense based on their faith, Ed, right?
Yes. Exactly. That's at least what the supporters are saying. But opponents of it say it allows these people to essentially discriminate against gay people. And that is what has caused the backlash. So in Indiana, at least, the governor, while he signed the law last week, responding to the backlash this week, has said, all right, well, the legislature needs to go and pass additional language that makes it very explicitly clear that this law is not allowed to be used to discriminate against gay people.
Okay.
Not anticipating the backlash, there was no language of that sort included in the original legislation.
Ed, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you. So that's Ed O'Keefe from the Washington Post with an update of what's happening across America, across the water in America. Peter Linus, morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
So then we have, if we look at the Belfast Telegraph today, we have the Girls Brigade, no less. Front page story, Girls Brigade hit by gay sin storm. And this is after kids took part in a religious lesson in which homosexuality was described as a sin. The youngsters were told during a spiritual course that homosexuality was as great a sin as murder. And a mother whose daughters attended the Girls Brigade lesson reported the GB to the PSNI.
Yes, well, Stephen, I mean, I, like you, only have the facts that we've read in the paper, but based on what you're saying, hate crime. So the first thing is, for hate crime to occur, you have to have a crime. So there's no crime here, and then it has to be motivated by hate. So normally what happens is that if you're beating somebody up and you say, I'm doing it because you're black or something, that would then be a hate crime. It turns a basic assault into a much more serious, and quite rightly so. So what we have here, on the face of what we're being told, is a complete misuse of that. I'd be very surprised if the police take this any further whatsoever.
Yeah, the police took no further action. They did consult, they did take legal advice, and they've taken no further action.
None of the two bits, none of the two things that you need for a hate crime occur. You need to have a crime. There's no crime here, and it isn't motivated by hatred. This is a Christian organization teaching Christian values. We've actually worked with the GB around their values on trafficking, for example, and they're teaching that any relationship outside of marriage between a man and a woman is wrong.
Eamon Keane, is it not remarkable, though, that here we have a church organization, the Girls Brigade, for goodness sake, under fire because of their religious views?
Well, I think first thing to say is this, is that the Girls Brigade do incredible work, as Peter, and as Peter's own organization has as well, in terms of ecumenism and looking after young people's interests. Now, I also work with young people on and off the last 25 years as a therapist and a voluntary worker, and telling any child that homosexuality is akin to murder, I think, is emotional abuse. So while there may not be a prosecution under hate crime, Peter makes a very correct interpretation on the legalistic element. But to me, as a psychotherapist, I think that's emotionally abusive to equate homosexuality with murdering someone. I've worked.
Well, it was on a list of sins. That's what they actually did. It was on a list of sins. Murder being one of them, homosexuality being on the list as well.
Just the way I interpreted it and the way it was presented to me and what you just said there, it sounded like, you know, this is as bad as murder. I'd be interested, actually, to Peter, as a Christian, could he actually clarify that for me? Does he regard it as a sin comparable with murder?
Well, there are two ways to look at it. So I think the very first thing you said is about a child. If I just deal with that, because I don't know the ages involved. So we've always encouraged age-specific relationships education in schools and in organisations. So I'd want to be sure that this was age-appropriate. And then in terms of your specific question, it is, the Bible talks about sin, and you either, it's like you fall short or you don't. So anything in which you fall short is a sin. So there is one way of reading the Bible that says, yes, all sins are equal in that sense. And there's another way in which there are other passages that do make clear there are different sort of levels, isn't quite the right word, but there are
different gradations.
Peter, which, so I guess his question, Peter Linus, is homosexuality as great a sin as murder?
Well, in the sense that all relationships outside of marriage are wrong. So, yes, everything's a sin. So that, I don't think that's, you said, Stephen, that they were putting together a list of sins and they put a range of things in that. So that's like saying, is stealing £1 and stealing 100 or £100,000. Those are both sins. Those are both acts of theft.
They
are
I know. Hang on a second, Peter. So talk about splitting hairs. Peter, you still haven't answered the question. Do you personally regard homosexuality as a sin comparable to murder?
That's not the question that's at debate here, Emma. That's why I have answered the question. I've said to you that...
Well, you haven't. Right, you've actually dodged it.
All
twice
sin is equal.
I have said that all sins fall short of the good.
Regard someone who's practicing homosexual on the same level as someone who murders and takes someone's life. Is that what
just
you're
so
saying?
I'm very clear in our position, Emma, is it's homosexual practice, and that was made very clear, funny, in the case this week, the Ashers case, and I'm not sure what the GB said here, so we've always made very clear homosexual practice is the sinful act, is not homosexual orientation in any relationship.
Sure.
So why
is that akin? I'll try again. Is that akin to murder?
Is adultery on this list? That's the question I have. That affects a lot more people.
Peter, I'll try it a sixth time. Is homosexual practice akin to murder?
Emmett, you've had my answer about four times. I don't really know what other way I can answer your question. So,
well, maybe
adultery is equally,
with respect, just to answer it straight. That's all.
I'll read from the Belfast Telegraph. It says the following: children were asked to order a number of sins that included homosexuality, adultery, stealing, and murder. At the end of the teaching, the children were told that all of the sins were equal in the eyes of God. When I collected my daughter, they were very upset that homosexuality was first class as a sin and secondly that it was equated with murder, says a mother. Sometimes sexuality is certainly not regarded as a sin in our family, as they have an uncle who's not only gay but openly lives with his partner who they dearly love, said this woman. Everyone's entitled to their opinions. The fact that they're teaching this to impressionable young children, that is where my worry comes from. This is a double-paid spread in the Bell Tell. Really interesting story, actually, Peter Linus. Young kids who may have family members who are gay, and they're being asked to order a number of sins.
So context is everything. I don't know the ages, Stephen. I don't know if you can help there. We've always, as I said age-specific is very important here.
I think they were 11.
Then the Bible clearly articulates any relationship outside of marriage. So you could just have easily had somebody who could have said adultery, in that list. We could have said stealing, and people could have put all sorts of relatives who could have fallen foul of all sorts of things on that list, as well as not loving your neighbour. And so, as Emmett and others have said, this is an organisation that does incredible work, but at the same time teaches a set of moral values, and that's going to bump into
people. I don't do the Bible, Peter Lannis, right? I don't know what's in the Bible. I don't do Bibles, right? But tell me this. Surely there is a scale of sin. You know, if someone goes in with a balaclava and robs a bank, they're hardly committing the same sin as someone that gets a parking ticket, are they? So there have to be different levels of sin.
The law is a very good analogy, Stephen. If I steal £1 from my friend across the office, I have committed a theft. I am guilty of stealing. But when I go to court, I am still guilty of stealing. But if my friend then goes and steals £100,000 from the bank, he is guilty of theft in the same way, but obviously gets a much more serious one, we would say. But
I think, with respect there, the law does not prosecute you for being a homosexual. There's a time where it did. Also in the Bible, Stephen, they might add when they're teaching the next time that it's okay to have slaves. They might add that it's okay to have women as property, because the Bible also taught that. And I think this narrow literal interpretation of the Bible causes an awful lot of difficulty.
One, I don't think those are fair analogies, but the second is...
I think they're very fair.
Organization. No, well, and therefore, it's perfectly clear it's going to teach a set of moral values. Should the parent be allowed to send their child to that, and does the parent, if they wish, want to withdraw it? Are you saying, Emma, there's no space for an organization to teach moral values to children? Do you think they shouldn't be allowed to teach moral values to children?
That's a question for you, Eamon. Are you still there? Eamon Keane's fallen away. 08459 555 678 is the number to call this morning. 08459 555 678. Eamon, I don't know why we couldn't hear you. Are you still there?
I think, Peter makes a valid point that, you know, we do need to give moral values to children. And the Girls' Brigade is entitled to do that. But he's also making a second point, which is really, really interesting. He's saying that, well, the Bible says this is regards homosexuality, so therefore that is it. Now, one of the main books that's quoted in relation to homosexuality is Leviticus, which also says that if you sin, the priest should get an animal that you've given him. I'm going to quote from it, Stephen, and it says, as a sacrifice of reparation for the sin, he will bring Yahweh 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, and he will bring them to the priest who will first offer the one intended for sacrifice. The priest will wring its neck but not remove the head. He'll sprinkle the altar with the victim's blood, and so forth. What I'm saying, Stephen, is we have moved on. The essence of spirituality is not that literal interpretation. Should we also teach that to the Girls' Brigade as a way of handling injustice or sin?
But this goes right to the core, Eamon. This organisation chooses to teach in a certain way. Now, let's be clear, it's homosexual practice, not orientation. It is repeated that the sacrifice that you've talked about is replaced by what happens this very Easter weekend that we celebrate, the sacrifice of Jesus. So that is replaced. But even if you disagree with it, Eamon, and I don't agree entirely with your interpretation, but even if then...
Well, I disagree with taking pigeons and taking their heads off as reparation for sin.
No, I hear that. And
I'm quoting directly from the Bible that you quote.
Yes, but I don't think you're hearing what I'm saying, is that the sacrifice of Jesus reflected in this very Easter replaces that. But even given that, Eamon, is a parent entitled to send their child to an organisation that clearly says it will teach those values? Are you saying there's no space in our society now for a Christian organisation to teach its values to young children?
Here's David in Malile. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. I would like to ask Peter Lennis how he can claim the moral high ground when we read about all the paedophilia and the child abuse going on in the churches at the minute from all these Christians, so-called Christians.
Well, I'm not reading about it now. The church is very apologetic and absolutely was wrong for anything that was allowed to happen. That happened to Christ.
Apologetic, but what I want to know is, how can you claim that moral high ground by teaching children about morals when all this was going on in the Catholic Church and the Protestant
point,
Church?
I'm not forcing any child to learn this. This is a voluntary organisation. Parents choose to send their children to these kind of organisations. If the parent doesn't want to, the parent can take their child out. But what's happening now is people are saying, you can't even have this kind of organisation.
I think Stephen might come in there.
Try to force it on people. I mean, there's a red protest now about a football match on a Sunday.
I'm not anywhere near that protest.
I don't mean you personally. I mean, the Christian people were out protesting about that football match on Sunday. You're trying to force your opinion. That's your way or no way.
No, it's
you're doing the same this weekend about the pubs. The pubs have to close because you want to go to church, because you want to celebrate your Christian values. Not everybody's Christian.
Absolutely. So are you saying I'm not entitled to reflect my views in the public square? Are you saying I'm not entitled to engage in conversation? This is a voluntary organisation. You seem to have missed the point here. There's that a parent chooses to send their child to. I'm asking Eamon.
Yeah, but Peter, I think...
There's a statement in here from the Girls Brigade, by the way, who say that they strongly refute the Belfast Telegraph's allegation that in a GB, that Girls Brigade youngsters were told during a spiritual course homosexuality was good as sin as murder. They say this is a distortion of the facts. The newspapers also made the allegation, they say, that young girls were told during a recent spiritual course run by GB that homosexuality was as great a sin as deliberately taking someone's life. This statement published in this morning's Belfast Telegraph is completely untrue, says the Girls Brigade. We'll get in touch with the Telegraph, see what they have to say about this. The objective of the learning activity was to stimulate discussion, to help girls to consider the Christian teaching that there's no hierarchy of sins, that a loving God can forgive all sin. This activity was not intended to be about homosexuality, but designed to demonstrate the love of God. We are shocked, says the Girls Brigade, that an exercise in a local Girls Brigade has been deliberately taken out of context. From a membership of 23,000, we received 3 complaints regarding this activity, and after some consideration, we concluded that because it had been misinterpreted, the learning could have been achieved more effectively in a different way. We do not understand why a parent who alleged this activity was hate crime in January continued to allow her daughter to participate in GB until as recently as last week. We believe that to be drawn into arguments in the media regarding homosexuality will have a negative impact on our youth work and the girls in our care. And for this reason, GB and I will not be making any further comment on this matter. Well, the question remains for the Girls Brigade. Do they teach their kids who are in the Girls Brigade that homosexuality is a sin? Is that what the Girls Brigade openly teaches the children that are part of the Girls Brigade? And that is a fair question to continue to ask of the Girls Brigade, whether they say they're not talking about it anymore or not. Are they going to continue to tell kids of all ages and all sexualities that homosexuality is a sin? And we will continue to ask that question of the Girls Brigade. Should they be doing that, Peter Linus? Think if there's a gay kid in the Girls Brigade sitting there being told that they're a sinner, that they're different from everyone else.
No, Stephen, there's...
That heterosexuality is somehow clean and homosexuality is a sin.
Stephen, so context, age-specific, is a very important question here. Many youth agencies engage in conversations around the use of pornography, and engage in underage or sexual relationships for young people, heterosexual or same-sex, outside of marriage or below the age of consent, and do very valid work there. And what they're saying is those are wrong and unhealthy, and then they journey with young people through them. The whole point is you're in a community that helps you journey that, not somebody pointing a finger and then walking away. They're saying these are unhelpful relationships. And again, homosexual practice is key here, and all sexual relationships. As the GB said in their statement, this one has been picked out and made the story, whereas they've actually put it in the context of a whole range of things that they say.
The Girls Brigade would probably argue this traditional church teaching across different denominations.
Yeah, but Stephen, can I come in here? I would deal with teenagers, for instance, who believe they're gay and who may at some stage in their life engage in the practice. And I think one huge message has been forgotten this morning. And you know, Peter rightly mentioned we're in Easter week and Jesus sacrificed for us. And this is the point of compassion and forgiveness. And I find that sadly lacking in this debate. For somebody who has a different sort of sexual orientation from me, I don't think Jesus' message is to condemn that person. And when you look at Christ and how he lived, and I talk more about his behaviors than some of the Old Testament pronouncements about someone's sexual orientation, but how he lived was a policy of attraction, a policy of tolerance, a policy of going to the marginalized. And I don't think saying, you know, homosexuality, because that is at the essence, but it's the Girls Brigade, and in reference to them, they may not have said that. But there is that underlying message that, you know what, homosexuality, it's dirty, it's sin, it's evil. I think
But they've got the right to teach their traditional teaching according to their faith, don't they?
But traditional teaching, Stephen, also includes that keeping slaves is okay, that the subjugation of women is okay. Surely, spirituality is a developing...
Okay. All right, we're going to leave it there. Eamon and Peter, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you both. The Belfast Telegraph have been in touch with us about their Girls Brigade front page splash this morning. They say that the Belfast Telegraph is confident of its journalism and robustly stands by its story this morning. Let me just